Well, well, shocker, he's in the car.
Yeah, and I am about 4 trees away from a bald eagle that my wife is taking pictures of right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to flip the camera around so I could try to point it in your, for you guys. Let's see here. I can't zoom, though.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
You see it?
Yep. Up in the tree on the right-hand side. Branch, yep. Midway up. Yeah, about right behind. And the green is, of the other tree behind it is kind of masking him a little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I see a bald eagle, but he's talking into a microphone.
Dog.
Hey. Hey, wait, wait, look, I made something for you.
We're number one. We're
number one. We're number one.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Marty, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, big news from Apple. Beamer is a great Mac app, and we remember Memorial Day. All that and more on Late Night. QRM! Digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
Memory or die!
Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael!
Did you have that scripted?
Okay, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
There's the front of the t-shirt.
Alright, here we go. Welcome everybody to Late Night QRM show number 140 from the Monadnock region in the southwest corner of New Hampshire. I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from central New York, this is Barty.
And from the northwest corner of Keweenaw County in the county seat, at least temporarily, this is Michael, the Virtual Eeper.
And we're here. And it's my fault we missed last week. I was just overwhelmed by crap to do. And it was only a two-day weekend, so I was...
Aww. Aww. My heart bleeds.
So, yeah, it was difficult. You know, there's always a lot more stuff to do in the summertime months or the spring and summertime months than there are in the wintertime. So,
well, not around here, and definitely not where Mike's at.
Well, he's. He barely has snow left. That's one thing. It's Memorial Day, and Michael Snow is almost gone.
Yeah, it's about 90% gone.
On Memorial Day.
They're completely in their pools for Memorial Day holiday, and he still has snow.
Absolutely.
Well, they did stop the ice-breaking operations a week ago Thursday, though.
But is the bell in?
No, the bell's not in yet.
I guess that got delayed because of the ice-breaking duty.
The ice-breaking, yes. And then two of the ice-breaking ships got damaged, and they had to bring in icebreakers from the Arctic.
Jeez.
Wow. Hey, we were talking ice 5-6 feet thick on Lake Superior this winter. That's just unheard of. Well, it's not unheard of anymore. But it's not the norm.
Wow, that's incredible. Jeez, absolutely incredible. So it's another week, actually 2 weeks, and for me it's a 5-day weekend. I took Thursday off, and because I was running out of days to get my car inspected and registered and all that stuff. So I
yeah, exactly. That's what normal people do when they got to get their car inspected. Take 5 days off in a row.
Well, you know, it's kind of taxing. You know, you have to come down off the mountain.
Yeah, you don't want to rush things here. You know, we are talking, you know, the town clerk. And
aren't they open late till 7 on Wednesdays?
No, Thursdays.
Our town clerk doesn't even have office hours. If you need to see the town clerk, you have to make an appointment. She's got a real job to pays her money.
Well, here's the thing. I've done this for a while. Then Thursday they're late, but I was going to do it right this year because you're supposed to go get your car registered first and then go get it inspected.
Right.
So I know that they stay open late on Thursdays, but I need to get my car inspected on Thursday. So I said, what I'll do, but because they stay open late on Thursdays until 8 o'clock, they are only open on Fridays until noon. So, you know, the difference in time, they, you know, whatever the extended hours on Thursday are made up on, you know, the closing hours being noon on Friday. But I got up in the morning and I said, I'm going to go down there, get the car inspected. And then I went down to Nashua, the car dealership, to get the car inspected. And I got to the town hall and lo and behold, they don't open until 12 noon on Thursdays. So I don't get it.
Because they stay open late.
But they close early on Fridays to make up that time.
Well, maybe that's not why they close early on Friday. They got some other excuse for that.
Maybe they got to get a jump start on the weekend.
Well, it's certainly not to save. I was going to say, it's certainly not to save tax money. That's for sure. But,
yeah.
So, anyways,
our town clerk is one of the owners of the general store, and you know where you can find her during the week because they're open from like 7 in the morning till 10 or 11 at night.
There we go.
During the summer. So, you walk down to the general store right next to the pickle jar and pull a pickle out of the pickle jar, pay for it, and have her notarize your papers for the town.
Wow.
Well, anyway, so I ended up doing it backwards again. Yeah. So I got the car inspected first, and then I went and got it registered. And
I was to say, by the way, you know, there's a place right there on Main Street. A good friend of mine owns it. Be a lot closer to get your car inspected at rather than all the way to Nashua.
Yeah, the only problem is that if I have to have something done to it.
Hey, you need to get this done, but do you think it needed any work?
It actually did. Oh. Of course, that's probably going to, because I went to the dealership, if they found work to do on it. But
exactly. They will find something.
No, but it was time. They needed to, it was time to replace the antifreeze, and there's some kind of fluid that goes through, cools down the electric motor. And neither one of those had been changed in several years, so they went and did that while I was there for 3 hours.
Of course they did.
And I actually
they topped off the water and topped off the antifreeze, charged you $700, and said, "Have a nice day, Mr. Furnival."
Yeah, it wasn't 700.
Come back again.
But
what are you doing next week?
Yeah, really. But while I was there, I decided to, because not too long ago, I had to take my wife's RAV4 and drive it to work because I had to go pick up some stuff down in Nashua that didn't fit in the Prius. So I drove that. And other than not enough leg room, the vehicle handles so well, and it's so nice to drive and everything. I said, boy, you know, if they just put a little more leg room in these things, I said, I would really consider one of these on the neck when I have to get a new vehicle. Well, I was down at Toyota because my wife goes, I think they did put a little more leg room in them. And I said, well, I don't know. So while I was down there, they had one in the showroom. And this is the crazy part. No salesperson came up to me while I was looking at the vehicle, which was good because I'm not ready to buy a car. But I was just looking around it, and then I got in it and I adjusted the seat, and damn, it's got more leg room in it.
No, I mean, kidding.
I can drive this thing comfortably. I mean, I can swing my leg back and forth between the steering wheel and the center. I mean, probably a good foot, 2 feet, instead of the usual 3 inches that, you know. steering wheel, you can adjust it up higher, which is good for me, because that gives extra room. But, I may have to seriously consider one now, because the new one was lots of leg room. Of course, they raised the price on them, too, so.
Well, you had to pay for that extra leg room.
Yeah. And I can't believe.
Yeah, nothing goes for free.
The freaking Highlander now, right? That thing starts at $39,000 now.
And it'll stay right there, $39,000
in there. Oh, I know. Because several years ago, we test drove one, because it comes in a hybrid model, and we test drove it, and it was really nice, but at the time, it was like, the low end of it was like $25,000, and I said, nah, that's my high end for a vehicle. But now, I just for shits and giggles, you know, I went and looked at the price, and it was like, it started at $39,000, and I'm like, holy shit, you know?
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, too much for a vehicle at my salary.
Well, you know, the thing is if you look, when you finally do pull the trigger and replace the pre-eye, the question that I have is, are you prepared for the fact that gas will probably be about $4 a gallon?
That's something I'm still considering and I'm looking at, and because the RAV4 I was in was 25 around town and 30 on the highway.
That's an all-wheel drive, and it's getting that kind of mileage? That's pretty respectable.
It is, but it will pretty much double my gas expenses. So that's something to consider.
No, he'll be paying $10 a week. I don't know.
But I got to consider that I can't keep taking vacation days for snow days in the wintertime when we, you know, I really need a vehicle that will drive through snow. So,
and well, a Prius can't drive through snow.
I know, and that's why I take vacation days.
Well, you ought to live in a place where even with a four-wheel drive, you'd end up taking snow days.
Well, yeah, I don't yet. I'm not where you are, Barty, or definitely not where Michael is. But we do get a substantial amount of snow here, and it seems to be getting a little worse every year. So maybe, you know, that global warming is really affecting our winter months here and making us a lot colder and causing more snow to fall. So, damn that global warming. But
I don't mind the cold, but the extra snowfall is kind of a pain.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, it's mostly, the problem is mostly when the snow is actually falling. You know, because all the towns here cleaned it up pretty well. You give them an hour or two after the snow stops and everything's cleaned up. So, and then it's not a problem. But still, somehow I got to get a winter vehicle. But it ain't going to be too soon. I'm still going to be putting up with the Prius and saving my vacation days for the winter.
Michael and I have snowbanks bigger than the Prius.
I think it's snowbanks bigger than my Jeep and the trucks.
Yeah. So you're probably saying to yourself, well, you had Friday off. Why didn't you do all this stuff on Friday?
Why didn't you do all this stuff on Friday, Barry?
Well, actually,
yeah, what the hell, Barry?
The week before, I had an ophthalmologist appointment. I go see an ophthalmologist twice a year because of diabetes. And last week, he looked at it. He was looking at my right eye, and he kept looking at my right eye. And he said, look up here, look down there, and shining the bright light into it. And he goes, yeah, you've got two thin spots on your retinas in both eyes, both in the same places. And he goes, and one of them's developed a little bit of a tear. So I want you in next week, and I had to get some laser work done on my retina, on my right eye. Because he says, I want to seal that up so it doesn't tear down the entire thin area. Plus, he says that we can work on that thin area, too. So I had my first experience with the laser, I don't know what you would call it, eye laser It's not surgery, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you know, they just give you a bunch of drops. The whole thing took about 20 minutes. And you lay down and he sits there and basically holds your eyelids open and says, stare up here. And then you see this hugely bright green light, and you can actually see every blood vessel in your eye as this thing's going off, and it goes like this, you know. And after a while, you start feeling a little pain in the back of your eye, but it's not too bad. It was more like a throb. But so he got it all done, and he says, okay, you're good to go. Of course, I couldn't see out of that eye, not because of the laser stuff, but because of the, 5 sets of drops that they put in my eyes that kept them nice and dilated and numb for the rest of the day. But so that's all done, and I'm going to go back and see him in 2 months, see if everything took, and see if I need any more. But that was interesting, and it was nothing like I expected. So it's it's nothing to worry about if you ever have to have it done. Anyway, so
cool.
So that was my weekend so far, and today I don't know what I did. What did you guys do?
I mowed my yard for the first time this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't all need it, but it was easier to just run over the short spots than it was to try to go around them.
Yeah, because that makes it even all around, right?
Well, the short spots are so short that I don't think it really mattered.
Do you have
because there's like no?
Do you have wet spots that stay muddy for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a pond, and all the areas around the pond are that way.
Yeah.
The only time that ever dries up is like very late on a hot, dry summer.
So, do you avoid that? Because I've gotten stuck in my wet spots before. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
Usually, the way I do those is I raise the blade up an extra inch or two,
yeah,
and just go like hell and just sail on top of the water.
I was going to say, because my problem is I make ruts, and sometimes I can get stuck in digging out of the mud like a car. You know?
If the deck is too low, it's going to get stuck. So you raise the deck up and just try to, with the intention of not really trimming the grass as much as taking the top off of it.
Ah, I see. Huh. I may have to. I don't know what I'll try. I just let the grass grow there until it dries out enough.
The thing is, if you let it go too long and it gets too tall, when it finally does dry off enough to be able to drive on it, the grass is too high to really be able to cut very easily. So usually I try to keep it down to like a rough height as much as I can when it's wet, and then later on in the summer when it dries off, I try to cut it down kind of shorter.
Mine doesn't stay wet that long, so you know, I just got to let it go another week probably, and then I should be able to get into that area. And it's over by the woods anyway, so it shouldn't be too bad. That's probably something I got to do tomorrow if the weather works out. I gotta cut grass again. My first official cutting was last week, and
yeah, I just did some minor cutting along the edge of the road where the grass had actually gotten shaggy. That's about the only cutting I've done until this week, and that was like 2 weeks ago. I did that. So,
wow. Yep. So, anybody else have an exciting day? I guess.
Well, we also had our first barbecue of the season.
Oh, awesome.
We got the grill out. It took us a while to dig the rest of the snow away from the shed so we could get the door open. And that was like 3 weeks ago, and we got the grill over onto the patio. But then every weekend after that, it rained. So we didn't have much chance to use it until this weekend. So since we had a pretty good day today, it should be pretty good for you tomorrow, since our weather is heading your way.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Yeah, because it was
riding weather.
Yeah, it was It was raining most of the day. It cleared up toward the end of the day. And matter of fact, I did get out and finish week three of the couch to five or cubicle to 5K. I did. I was I was doing the one at work, and their week three. I'm a week behind them, and their week three and week four were duplicates of each other. So I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm starting week three, so I'll just do it with I'll just go ahead with them." And again, there's only two people slower than me that are behind me, and that's two women who actually just walk the thing. And then there's me, and I pass the front runners who are actually runners. I pass them at least three times during the session.
Tortoise and the hare kind of thing, huh?
Go in the opposite direction, of course. Like, we're going around parking lots and stuff, and they're waving at me going around. I'm going into the parking lot, and they're coming out of the parking lot. Yeah. And
so there's a system.
Yeah, there is. And then there's one section, because it's all time-based, not really distance-based at this time. There's one section, I just skip one of the parking lots, because I just kind of, they're coming up out of the parking lot and going into another parking lot, and I just skip that one parking lot and, catch up with them for the end. Because otherwise, I'd end, and I'd be all the way at the far end of the one parking lot, and I'd have to walk all the way back. And it's like, well, it's time-based, and, we're going to all stop at the same time anyway. So, this week was rather difficult for me, because it was the second week for them doing it. And, of course, the guys that run normally, this is just, I don't know, I think they do it just to show us how it's done. I don't know why they're doing a cubicle to 5K if they run every day.
Just to warm up their legs.
I guess, yeah. but my legs were stiff this week. They were tight. And then today I did the couch to 5K on my using the app on my iPhone. And their third week was a lot easier than the third week we did this week. I was running 3 minutes, walking a minute, and we did that 10 times. On mine, it was run 90 seconds, walk 90 seconds, run 3 minutes, walk 3 minutes, and do that twice. And that was the workout on the couch to 5K. And the other one, we were doing 3 minutes running, 1 minute walking, 10 reps of that. I was dying at the end of it. Not so much dying. I wasn't out of breath as much as I was. My legs were killing me. So we're moving on. Their fifth week. They're starting their fifth week. I'm starting my fourth week. Their fifth week, they actually have to run for 15 minutes straight. I think I actually have to somewhere, but it's at the end of the fourth week. On the couch to 5K program, so I don't know. I may go back to go back to my pace with the couch to 5K, because
the important thing is you're doing it, Barry.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm the slowest runner in the world, though. I actually walk faster than I run.
A lot of us do.
So, but yeah, it's I will say that my blood glucose levels have dropped significantly. I'm sitting most of the time right at normal, which is a good thing. So
awesome.
And I'm not sure.
Good show.
Sure, weight wise, what's going on, because it seemed to have gained weight this week, and of course, my lovely bride says, "Well, that's because you're building muscle mass now." I was like, "Well, I hope so, because I gained like 5 pounds, and I've been running."
That's what we'll call it muscle mass. Five pounds of muscle in a week.
Well, I don't know. It might have been a couple pounds of muscles, and not so much fat being taken off. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why that wasn't happening, because I've been trying to watch what I eat too. So.
No, that happens to me too, though, Barry. When I start running for the season, I actually put weight on in the beginning.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll start wearing off or coming off. Because, I would like to one of the things. There's two things I'd like to get out of this. Other than, well, actually three. Actually run the 5K. Two, lose weight. And three, actually be able to climb up Mount Monadnock again. Without too many problems. And I figured if I can run a 5K, there's a good chance I can walk up Mount Monadnock. Mm-hmm. So they're my three goals.
That's what we walked up, isn't it?
No, is it something else? We walked up Temple Mountain.
Temple Mountain, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And that's nothing compared to Monadnock, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, I have a goal for next time I come out.
Yes. Yeah. That would be cool. I have a goal for the next time you come out. You'll make it. So, anyway, so that's what's been going on with me. Anybody else have an exciting week?
Nope.
You got a new microphone.
Oh yeah, the Natty. Yeah, I got that actually 2 weeks ago. It would have been had a deal.
Sorry.
Michael's here. No, it would. It would have had its reveal on our. Okay, I'm fucking quitting.
Bless you.
No. Nobody heard that. I'm sorry. That was me coughing, and you guys heard it, but I actually used. I potted it down. Sorry. I can't pot you guys. Pot it down from you guys.
I'm trying to make this sound interesting, and it's just a new mic. It's not that interesting.
Well, but how you got there, though? I mean. I was laughing when you were talking about counting the number of strands on the broken wires and trying to match them up.
Oh, well, that was very, very real, and I'm really reluctant when I'm going to take this one apart and actually take a fiber scope and stick it up in here so I can see how the board's soldered so I can try and fix the old one.
You're sticking what up where?
A fiber optic scope. So I don't have to pull the circuit board out of the housing of the mic. I can just stick a camera up in there and actually see what the layout as far as the connections, the solder connections go.
And yeah, the doctor said that to me one time, too. That never worked.
No, but it seems like you guys are saying the sound quality is better than the boom mic or the headset mic. So that's what I was aiming at.
I just have one suggestion for you. It sounds great, except for one suggestion.
Yeah, I know. Pop filter. I haven't got around to get the pop filter.
I was going
to
say put a sock on it, but...
Oh.
Well, it's better put a sock on it than put a sock in it.
I use a paper towel on mine. They're easy to change.
Oh, now, this is a washcloth right here.
Yep.
So let's just take this and we'll go... Is this any better now?
I don't know. You got to pop your peas and see.
Well, should I pop some peas or not?
Oh, much better. Much better. Yeah, they sound like peas instead of... Well, let me see if I can do it. I'll remove my pop filter.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Dvorak.
I was going to say, take your tongue off that thing.
Holy smokes. All right, thank you. I'll keep the washcloth on the microphone.
Sorry.
Well, as I said, paper towels work well, too. That's what I use in Shea's studio, virtual Eper studio there.
What's that like?
Yeah, that's what I'm using on the inside of my ear right now after Barry's little vac.
I was going to say, Michael, what's that like being in the virtual Uper studios?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while, at least not for the show. I've been out doing live Holy Work.
You found out where we left it.
Soon, school will be over soon, and hopefully Saturdays will come back to some sort of normal schedule other than EMS work, which I'm sure will come into the play. But
Another thing, I'm going to have to rearrange all the notes because this was a personal note and a personal what do you want to call it? I don't know.
Acquiring position. Downloading latest Intel package.
We'll go into Ingress for a minute. Because... I know, It's loud for you guys. I should shorten the dead. There we go. As far as Ingress this week, I have to tell you, and you guys already know because I already posted it, but I made it to level 8.
Woo!
Which is...
Congratulations.
Which
way
is...
Way cool.
Which used to be a really, really big event, making it to level 8. And because it was the highest level you could get until 3 weeks ago when they added 8 more levels.
Halfway there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, except for they have... Somebody made a spreadsheet to calculate... how long it would take you to make level 16. Right. And one of the guys who's slightly younger than me, I think he just turned 50. And we run about the same. We go neck and neck, actually. He made level 8 about 2 days before I did. He used the thing and he says, I'm going to be 96 when I make level 16, according to his spreadsheet. And that was my point exactly. I said, well, if he's going to be 96, I'm going to be 102. You know? So we're not too worried about leveling up. Now, of course, what they didn't tell you, I guess I can say this okay, because I think it's only in New Hampshire that this happens. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you make level 8 and people find out about it, then all of a sudden you get an invite that says, would you like to join our special hangout?
And ooh, the inner sanctum.
What's the special hangout? Well, we're inducting you into the New Hampshire Knights of the Octagon.
Dun, dun, dun.
So oh, now wow. I am now a Knight of the Octagon. And you go on that one, and it really is all about making fields, getting the MU points up, knocking down the frogs, as we so nicely call them. And making sure that they don't get the, you know, get their MU points up and things like that, and also helping out lower levels, and setting up farm areas where people can come in and set up. So it's interesting. It was like the whole kind of subject changed in this one, and it's also a lot more active than the other hangouts. So. So it was interesting, and yeah, the game changes every time you make a new level. So level 9 is only 1,000,000...
5 years.
1,200,000 AP points away.
Yeah, that's the way I feel towards getting to level 8. I just passed 800,000 points. I'm moving forward, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah, and the other thing I found out was from one of the frogs we talked to occasionally on the chat thing, is that they were deliberately, they knew a few of us were getting close to making level 8, and they were deliberately starving us, so we couldn't get AP points. So I was always feeling sorry going after their fields that they made and things like that. And it's like, oh, hell, now, you know, you were deliberately trying to starve me? Yeah, screw it, man. Every time you make a field, I'm taking that sucker down. But, yeah, so, okay, so that was my Ingress event of the week. And it's good to be level 8.
Yeah, I'm still a lovely level 2. I'm about halfway to level 3. I had to restart it. I was playing on my iPhone 5, the one that unfortunately took a sad bath and stopped working. it was a very slow death, but it was nonetheless a death. And I was using the hacked version on that,
yeah.
And I couldn't use that ID anymore. So when I started playing on the Nexus 7, I had to create a new account and start all over.
Okay.
So I'm up to, like I said, about halfway to level 3 right now.
Okay. Why couldn't you use the ID? I switched over because I started off on the iPhone.
I tried logging in with it, and they said it was invalid, and they just wouldn't let me use it.
Oh, you know what happened? They found out you were playing on the iPhone, and they probably banned you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they don't tell you that?
No.
Well, no, they don't. The thing is, normally what happens is... You can log in, but you can't scan. If you're banned, you can still log into the game, but you've got you can't find your inventory, and it will keep coming up and saying scanning failed.
And I do believe they do send you an email.
I speak from experience here.
Oh, okay. I do believe they will eventually send you an email, though. It just might not happen for a couple of weeks.
Well, they never did with me.
It was
months
fine
when I contacted them, but
It was working fine on my iPhone, and I was up to a level 4 on that when it unfortunately got wet. And after that, I didn't play it again for quite a while. Even when I first got the Nexus, I was like, you know, I tried logging in, and it just kept saying invalid account or password. And I was like, well, you know, I knew it was the right ID and password because I had the crap, you know, written down. So I just kind of gave up. I figured it wasn't any point in arguing with them about it because, you know, I wasn't really using the proper one. So I just kind of let it go until you guys started talking about it again. So I started, I had to create a new account to be able to play. Hmm. So I had to start all over.
Boy, that kind of sucks. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, are you beeping or me?
No, that's me. I've got, like I said...
You got your Octagon Hangout going there?
Yeah, and there's a big green field being created.
Yeah. So. Did you happen to see all of Keweenaw County, by the way, although it's going to change soon, I'm sure, but all of Keweenaw County is blue. I'm doing my part.
Yay. Okay.
And a good part of Houghton County, too, actually. I'm causing... I've got nothing, you know, nothing to do with farm most of the time, so when they come up and do a raid on me, they are cautious about it because they know I can come down and take out any one of their acres I want because I can sit there building up inventory for a week or two. And I don't care if they're level 8s anymore and if they get 4 rare shields in it. You throw enough stuff at it, it eventually goes down.
Yep. Well, that's the beauty of being level 8 and pretty much nothing. You can't. There's nothing you can't take down. You know, so, and you got so much XM or whatever, you know. Juice now.
It's a lovely field you've got there. It'd be a shame if something should happen to it there.
As opposed to being at my level where there's hardly anything you can take down.
Right. Yeah, your hope is to find an open portal somewhere, you know, and take it.
You have to stand on top of the resonator, literally, and then hit it.
Yeah. Level 8. As a matter of fact, with the level 8 XMPs, I went into Peterborough, and there's several... portals that are fairly close to each other, and I stood in the middle, not even in the middle on the portal, I stood in the middle of the group of portals, and yep. And it was hitting them with my level 8 XMPs, and I was taking them all out at the same time.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's good to be level 8.
Someday. Yeah. Gives me something to shoot for, yeah. Literally.
So, and I got a couple of the cubes or those new storage things now, too.
Capsules? I've got two capsules.
They call them, around here, they call them, Tauruses. I'll think of it. TARDISes. That's what they call them.
TARDISes?
They look like TARDISes.
They're bigger on the inside than they are on the outside. That'd be true.
Yeah. Well, you know, as small as they are, you gotta start calling them TARDIS turds.
TARDIS turds.
I have managed to hack 2 of them on my own now, so I gave the capsule that was loaned to me by a level 8, gave it back to him, along with 15 keys to Copper Harbor.
Cool.
And then he propagated those down to Marquette and Ironwood.
So we should that
capsules are really good for farming keys.
Yeah, so we should I think we talked about this last week, but if you put them in there, then it's like your scanner doesn't think you have them, so you can get duplicate keys.
Right. So I just sit there and farm Copper Harbor and Keweenaw County keys, and then I pass them down to the other level 8s or the level 8s that can't get up there.
You should have big blue skies all over northern Michigan. Yeah, with those guys.
Well, you know, but there are plenty of.
I have to go look on the map.
Yeah, you have to go look at the map.
Yeah.
There are plenty of frogs around.
Yeah, I have to look now that we got to wake up Joel, because.
Joel,
I'm right here. How you doing?
Yep. Nady sure sounds good. You're right there. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right here.
You know what? The Nady's really good about one thing.
What's that?
We can't hear you snoring anymore.
Oh, that and the Darth Vader. Yeah, I hate that. Every time our shows have passed, I that's all I hear, and I would get aggravated.
So I did put in some tech news this week, all Apple tech news, because WWDC is almost here, and there's already talk about speculations of what iOS 8 will bring us, if there is an iOS 8, and not like just increasing iOS 7 again. I guess it depends on how much stuff they put in. One of the rumors is for iPads that you'll have split-screen capability to run two apps at the same time, which everybody else is already doing.
I don't really see that as all that big a deal.
No, I you know, I could see it for a couple things, but very few things that I do I need to run two apps back on either, you know, on two sides. I would actually, there's, again, back to Ingress, there, and of course the iPad's not one of the things you can run it on, but it would be really nice if I could bring up the Intel map and then play Ingress on the other side at the same time, because it's a pain in the ass to flip back and forth between the two. But
I actually have the laptop sitting next to me in the Jeep, and when, you know, when I pull over to do something, I open up the laptop and figure out where I want to put my fields.
Yeah. I just use it on the iPad, not the iPad. I use it on the Nexus 7.
It's too slow on my Nexus. You probably have a faster processor than I do.
No.
I've got the original one.
The Intel map sucks unless you run it on a regular computer. It sucks. It's just horrible.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But
and on an original Nexus, it goes beyond that. It's
beyond suck.
Yes.
With
extreme suckage.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think with the iPad, it would be good if you're doing stuff where you've got working on documents and things like that, and maybe you're cutting and pasting and stuff. It'd be nice to be able to bring both documents up and do the cutting and the pasting without having to flip between applications and things like that. So I could see it. I could see it being useful for something, you know. But yeah, I think any more than two apps, the screen space is just too small for running multiple.
Yeah, I agree with you, Barry. I think that's totally correct.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, they may be announcing the iPad Pro, since they renamed the iPads iPad Air,
uh-huh.
like just like they did MacBook Air, and then you know, for they may actually even make a bigger iPad and call it the iPad Pro,
bigger than the old 10 inches.
Yeah, they really? Potentially could be making it larger than 10 inches.
Maybe they'll come out with one that has a kickstand on the back.
Have you ever watched Shepard Smith's afternoon show with the he comes on at 3 o'clock on Fox News? They got those jumbo looking pads that people sit in front of on stools and they're touch, and they're the most ridiculous looking things in the world. Yeah,
and I can't say that watch Fox a whole hell of a lot.
Well, I was sick for 2 weeks, so I was flipping around, but I flipped.
Yeah, I guess it's better than game shows.
I flipped through. You know, there's not a whole hell of a lot of game shows on anymore. So
yeah,
it's mostly these stupid shows like, you know, the
View.
The View, yes. There's a million shows just like The View on there now. Oh.
That's what you get from the demise of game shows and soap operas. You know, right. Something had to fill the void.
Yes, and that's what we've come
There's
up
no
with.
Budget required. You just need a studio and a couple people willing to talk.
Right. And even the 24-hour news services are doing this now, too. They're right around lunchtime and stuff. They each have their own program like The View. And it's like, oh, please, this is like... It's the worst television ever. Yeah.
Well, journalism in this country has really gone down the drain anyway. I mean, you go and read articles from any of the major journalists from like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and right on down to like your local news, and they're using bad grammar. There's misspelled words, and it's like, come on, what the hell is up with this? You know, all that stuff gets caught in your word processor if you just take a couple seconds to, check. So how is it that this stuff is making it out to the public? I keep running across this stuff in articles over and over again, and I'm thinking, you know, it's like the one person who writes the article, it gets copied out into syndication, and then every news outlet just replays it. So it's the same freaking article everywhere, you know, and it's like, this is ridiculous.
There is no journalism anymore, and they certainly aren't teaching English in schools anymore. That's one of the problems, because the younger batch of people that have come in to work, you ask them to write a white paper, contribute to a white paper, and you get their inputs to them, and it's like, oh my God, you know, I wasn't the greatest English student in high school and college, but I'm sitting there correcting their papers, and it's like, it's just horrific, you know.
The educated.
So.
No, they just got passed along.
Yes, yeah, but these guys made it through, you know, bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, and they still can't write. And it's like, how can you not write after you get a master's degree? Don't you have to write some kind of paper? Oh, I guess they don't anymore. I mean, when they do a project, but you still got to do some kind of writing for it. And I don't know.
Who knows?
So, the only other thing in tech news is also that the iPhone 6 will probably come with a larger screen, and they'll charge more money for it.
Just rumored, though.
Yeah. I think this is going to happen. We're starting to move away from Steve Jobs.
Well, you know, there was some interesting Microsoft news this past week. They came out with a new version of their Surface tablet. They now have the Pro 3 out.
Oh, that's the one that's like $1,200, but they say it's really good. And it's a laptop replacement, right?
Yeah, that they're kind of gearing it as a laptop/tablet replacement. So, because they say that the target audience is the typical iPad user who travels with his iPad and brings a laptop with them. So they're saying that if you buy this one device from Microsoft, it'll replace the two devices you're currently traveling with. Right. And it's got an i5 Intel chip in it, and it's starts about, I think the beginning price is around $800 with limited storage and things, but you know, you're going to want to have more storage than what the bottom line one is. So by the time you're done getting a decent one that you can actually use, it is going to be like between $1,000 and $1,200 for it.
Right.
But they kick in that kickstand on the back for free. and it comes with a stylus.
And the only difference between that and having an iPad is the iPad actually works.
Yeah, well, this actually works, too. It's just the only thing is you spend all this money to get this device, and then you got to pay extra for the keyboard, just like on an iPad.
Yeah.
You know, but the only problem with an iPad is you end up with an iPad and a keyboard and no kickstand.
Well, yeah, that's true. I was going to say, I have the cover, and I can fold that up so it acts like a kickstand.
Well, that's the whole thing that gets me, you know, because they always show an iPad flopping on its back because it doesn't have a kickstand, and I'm thinking, who carries around their iPad without a case? You know, yeah. And I've never seen a case anywhere that didn't prop up the iPad to where it would sit nice on an airplane tray so you could watch a movie comfortably.
I don't even think about having that kickstand built into the actual unit because I know I'm going to throw a case on it. If I'm spending that kind of money on something, I'm going to protect it. You know, even the Nexus 7, I got a case, and it props it up too. So, but, There's not too much more they can do to these devices, so until the next big thing comes along.
I was reading the Engadget It was Ars Technica review on the Microsoft Surface Pro 3, and they were saying it's a great device. It would have been better if we could have gotten this 2 years ago. Yeah. It's a great device that's just arriving a bit too late.
Yeah. Yep. But we'll see. I know Leo Laporte has his latest phone that he's been taking all over the place is a Windows based phone, and he loves it. So,
yeah, there's a guy at work that has a Windows phone that I've played with, and it is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. The only problem with it is that unlike iOS or Android, it doesn't have any apps. It's appless.
Right.
It's totally appless. You know, the only apps that you can that you can find for it are ones that are made by Microsoft. And, you know, once you get past Office, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like your PC at work.
New for the Windows Phone, Minefield.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. And Solitaire.
Coming soon, Duke Nukem.
Wow. Hey, don't laugh. There is a new Duke Nukem coming out for the PS4 and Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah. I forget the details. When I was reading it about a week ago. If you'd asked me a week ago, I probably could have talked about it, but I've forgotten.
Duke Nukem Forever? Remember.
No, this is beyond forever. This is like the next generation or something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he doesn't mind playing with himself in this one.
I hear they might be coming out. Are they actually? They are coming out with a new Wolfenstein.
Yeah, they're doing that one too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how they can upgrade that. So, speaking of apps, I will tell you about. I heard about this on one of the podcasts. I think it was Mac Break Weekly. Somebody was talking about an app for your Mac called Beamer, and. What it is it's a app that'll play virtually any type of video format, kind of like VLC, except for it's you run this on your MacBook Pro or your Mac Mini or wherever. You got to have Mavericks, but its output is only via AirPort. So and it beams it to your Apple TV, which I was having a problem because I downloaded several 3D movies. And or I obtained 3D movies, and I wasn't there in ML. What is it? MLK, KLM, whatever. MLK, I think, whatever format. MVK, whatever. And I because they're 3D, you couldn't take them down to MP4s. So I said, well, how am I going to do this? Well, I got this app, and I just started up on my MacBook Pro, and man, it's great. I mean, full quality, the 3D comes through, 5.1 sound coming out of all the speakers and everything. We watched Gravity with it, and it was great. I mean, I was really impressed. It costs $15. You can download it for a trial. But if you want to get it, it's $15. But, man, I tried it. I loved it. I put my $15 down for it because I said, this is great. This fills in all the gaps for you know, when you get some of those movies that you can't convert using Handbrake.
So you have a 3D TV?
Yeah, I'm one of those ones. I got it because...
So you're the one.
No, I got it because people don't believe me when I say this. I looked at it, and at the time, you got the 3D TVs came out. The regular TVs were running at 120 hertz, and the 3Ds were running at 240, double it. And I said, well, I really don't care that much about the 3D, but I do care about the clock speeds or whatever that, you know, that it's double. So that's got to really help your picture, you know, your normal picture too. So that's the main reason I got it, because it had the highest clock speed on it.
Well, doesn't it matter what the source is recorded at?
Well, maybe somewhat, but you can handle better, higher sources. I mean, it processes the video faster, and at the 240 speed. So that's why I got it. But you know, the side benefit was when we got the TV, oh, here's two pairs of glasses because they're the active glasses, and you can watch 3D on it if you want to. And we don't really watch a lot of 3D on it.
Like there's so much out there to get.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of 3D movies out there.
I'll say one thing for 3D. Yeah. There's more 3D than there is 4K.
Yeah, there is. There definitely is. And it's interesting because if you look at if you get a 3D movie, it's actually your TV that puts the two pictures together. Because if you look at the MKV file, it actually shows it's a side by side of the pictures. The video is playing side by side next to each other, or you can put them up on top of each other. Either way, but you go into the TV and you pick 3D and you say, okay, which way are the two images positioned? And I put side by side, and the TV actually combines the two pictures together and you know, provides the flashing or whatever that happens with your glasses so that it looks like 3D. So it was interesting. I learned a lot.
You know what you ought to buy?
What?
Two GoPro cameras. they now have a case, no lie, they now have a case, that a plastic waterproof case that you can mount two GoPro cameras into and record two things simultaneously to try to feed into a 3D TV.
Really?
And alternately, if you're not going to use it for that, you can have one record a continuous stream and have the other one do time lapse.
Wow. Now that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I just recently picked up a GoPro 3 Plus Black Edition, and that was one of the ads that they sent me after I registered it. It says, hey, buy another one and you can get this case. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, I'm still haven't figured out how to use this one yet, you know?
Wow, that'd be kind of cool. We should do that, and then we could do late night QRM in 3D.
Yeah, okay, sure.
We can't even handle video stream, and you're talking about 3D.
I like that coming from, you know, the sleep position. The natty gives you away when you turn your video off and you can hear an echo.
It's because I'm leaning back in the chair?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I was leaning back a little bit.
A little.
Well, at least he didn't fall out of it when he woke up, you know.
Well, that's all the tech news I have. That was kind of interesting, Barty. I'll have to look into that.
Did you guys get that new update, the update notice for Mavericks?
I did. As a matter of fact, I installed it. And
my machine got a little laggy, and then it had another update that I saw today.
Really?
So I did the second update today, and now my MacBook's running back to normal.
Huh. I didn't see one come out today.
Yep. Actually, I think, you know what, strike that, reverse it. The update that came out today was for Safari. At least that's what it was.
Oh, okay. No, yes.
Yeah, I think that Safari one came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out like Thursday, I think, or something.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here you go. November 20th, May 22nd.
Oh.
We lost Michael.
He got tired.
May 22nd, yeah. It came out on May 22nd, which was Thursday, I think.
All right. Yeah, so I got the Mavericks update, and then today just showed up with the Safari update. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it seems like it's back to normal, though. I mean, I got no complaints. I was wondering what all they had updated.
Yeah, it makes me nervous of what's going on at Apple when I see updates and then updates at right after updates. Because
updates to the updates.
Yeah. That makes me worry a little bit because that never used to happen.
Yeah, so, that's true.
But, we'll see. It's still, I mean, what is there to replace it?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing worthwhile. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, that's... What was that?
Hail to the king, baby.
Unbelievable. Any other news?
No.
Wasn't that enough?
Where are you getting that from?
There's a whole soundboard app that you can download for the iPhone. It's Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh.
It's game time.
I don't have the one where he says he's too busy to play with himself.
Coochie.
Did you ever play Duke Nukem, Barry?
I played the old version. When it first came out, it was like, 8-bit, follow the little character around, kind of like Donkey Kong.
They used to have like a floor standing video game version of it initially.
Yeah.
And they made reference to that in one of the later ones. That was what I was joking about, is you could walk up to this video game machine, early edition of Duke Nukem, in the Duke Nukem game, and when Duke walks up to it to play it, he says, I don't have time to play with myself right now.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Because I remember the first-person shooter, shoot 'em up Duke Nukem, too. That was a good game.
That was awesome. Yeah. I actually have it for the Xbox 360, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, good. I enjoyed playing it on the computer.
That was a cool game. That and Quake.
I've got balls of steel.
I like that. I may have to look that one up. Add some to the soundboard. Anything?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Just throw it in a random conversation, you know?
Well, that's what I'm doing now.
Exactly. We're enjoying the hell out of it.
Yes. I'm just a big kid.
I like the guy's voice that does Duke Nukem.
Yeah, it's, let's see here. This is for Duke Nukem Forever, so it's not the original Duke Nukem where, the one you're talking about, Party, where he walks up to the game and the Duke Nukem video game. I'm going to have to look for that one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Anybody mind if I take off my pants? I had eggs for breakfast. Your mom had sausage.
I
came, I saw, I kicked ass.
You have to send me the link to that.
I will certainly do that.
Two of my favorite pastimes, drinking and winning.
Winning.
Hey, get what? That was pre-Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Right.
This is true. Hmm. Actually, I have a couple of my shirts I call Charlie Sheen's.
Ah. The bowling shirts. Really? I call them bowling shirts. They all look
well, they're like bowling shirts, but when they're made of silk and they're $120 a piece, I call them Charlie Sheen's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're actually like the 1950s style, early 60s. Yeah.
Yes, from my beautiful.
Oh, I thought you meant you stole them from Charlie Sheen.
Sure, yeah, that's what I meant, Barty. Thanks for coming to work today.
So anybody have anything else? Because I'm all out of topics. Well,
obviously, nobody's got anything to talk about.
It's been kind of a quiet week.
Yeah, it was, actually. I mean, it was a busy week again at work, but at least I had a couple days to prepare for the show this time, which was nice. And I finally got caught up. All the shows are out. We're caught up. I got that taken care of.
Yes, I saw that. I was listening to the latest and greatest.
Yeah. So, and boy, let me tell you. When you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names to say,
mm-hmm. How was that?
That's difficult.
I think he handled it really, really well.
I must have redid that beginning at least 5 times, trying to get everything to fit in.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any new TV shows to review, and nothing's happened with the Wilson in the slightest. So, unfortunately, those two segments are kaputzed for this show. I just started a new book by Jeremy Clarkson. Well, not new to me, but it's a book he has out. But, no movies. I've been reading this book. Born to be Riled by Jeremy Clarkson.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. They shouldn't he be coming out with a new season of Top Gear?
I would think so. I know the new Doctor Who. I watched the trailer for the new Doctor Who's on YouTube today, which is coming out in August.
Okay.
So I know that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And what else? Yeah, that's it, man. TV's, I haven't even... Huh?
TV's been kind of dull. I've been catching up on Netflix and some old stuff I have on the DVR.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing lately.
I've been watching shows I've already watched. Black Books. That's a funny show. I enjoy that.
Black Books?
Yeah. If you look on Netflix.
Yeah.
Or strike that, Hulu Plus.
Okay.
Hulu Plus has a British TV series called Black Books. It's a comedy, and it's actually really, I enjoy it a lot, you know, but if you don't have Hulu Plus, well, I guess you're not going to watch it then. It's old.
No, I probably can find it.
Yeah, too cheap to pay for that.
I can probably find it.
Probably.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. The only shocker that I had, we already covered on, which is I was throwing gas in Wilson and glanced at the pump, because normally I don't look at the price at the top of the pump. I just know I'm going to squirt regular in it. And I went, holy crap, $3.83.9 per gallon.
Where did you buy that?
Down in Massachusetts.
Well, you know, speaking of that, our illustrious state Congress, or whatever you want to call them, representatives and Senate, have passed the new tax gasoline tax bill, and our illustrious governor wasted no time signing it into law, so we're paying an extra 4 cents a gallon now for, I think, well, it begins June 1st or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it'll still be cheaper than Matt's, though.
And that's going to continue to go up 4 cents a year until it hits 14 cents a year. Or, you know, 14 cents a gallon.
To pay for highway repairs and things?
Yes.
And yeah, I remember reading about that a while back.
And someone's nephew needs a job, you know, doing nothing, and that salary's going to come from somewhere.
Well,
you still got cheaper gas in New York. They tax the hell out of gas so much that $3.89 is a cheap price around here.
Yeah.
Really?
It's at a lot of stations, it's like $3.90 to $3.93.
The problem with gas taxes is they never go away.
No, they don't ever go down.
They will never go down.
Yeah. And but you sure you want to get rid of that Prius?
You know, like I said, I'm thinking, boy, if they would come out with a hybrid RAV4, that would make my day.
Huh? They actually did.
No, they have an electronic version.
Right, of the RAV4. Lexus is a hybrid gas. Just like a pre...
is the Highlander, but I don't have $39,000 to put down.
Buy a used one.
Yeah, okay. So I don't have $29,000. You know? Those things don't drop in price significantly. By the time it gets down to my level, it would be pre-hybrid version, so... You know, we're talking, you know, a Highlander, you know, a 1964 Highlander.
or a 2006 Toyota Highlander Hybrid 4-wheel drive for $11,895.
How many miles on it, and when are the batteries going to be required to be changed?
Yeah, exactly. It's 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah, that's better than my Prius.
Okay. Exactly, for 11 grand. And you got the room. See, I live in the world of used. I don't have the money for new, ever. So you learn to get real frugal and real smart about buying used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to consider it. You know, I'm not ready to give up the Prius right now, but you know, the winters are getting kind of tough with the Prius. I either have to get a truck to drive, a separate truck, which means I'm spending money, or I go out and replace the Prius with something that gets good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm back up to like 50 miles a gallon now that the weather's nice, and
That's cool.
Yeah. I like going to the gas pump and, you know, pumping in 9 gallons, and I'm good for a week. Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
100 miles like a day.
It's like my motorcycle.
Yeah.
My bike gets worse gas mileage than my car.
Really?
I've got a really small Kawasaki Vulcan, so it does pretty good on gas.
I mean, I know my bike with the engine souped up, bored out, punched out, and cammed up, so realistically my Harley gets 23 miles to the gallon. My car gets 30.
Wow.
Yeah, and I told my buddy that he's driving a 1200 Sportster, and he's like, dude, I get 48 miles to the gallon or 43 miles a gallon. I'm like, I get 23. But I can go really loud, really fast.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it depends how you ride it. You know, I can ride my bike very conservatively and get a lot of mileage out of it. Or if it's the roads are empty and curvy, I can, you know, really put it to it and get a lot less mileage.
Uh-huh.
Mine's a parallel twin.
Okay, gotcha, yep.
Hmm. As opposed to a V-twin.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, think about used. It's not necessarily a bad shit, man. This isn't bad at all. If it fits that good. I was just looking at cars that tall people could fit in. Mm-hmm. I was researching that earlier today.
I do fit in a Highlander. That's a nice always vehicle. The
car. Remove the front seat and pull up the back seat, you know.
Yeah, but you get tired of doing that. And then when you do that, any normal person of normal height, they say, hey, can I borrow your car? Like, if your wife says, can I go drive your truck or drive your car? They can't even reach the pedals because you modified it so you could. So, really, it's, you know.
So, fewer people drive your car. That's for sure.
That's definitely for sure.
Well, the Prius has gone over 167,000 now. So, so it's still riding like it's the first day. So, I'm not complaining.
Another 40,000, and you might be able to get yourself in a Toyota commercial.
There we go. Yeah, I think you have to go up to 300,000 now.
My buddy's Toyota Camry station wagon has 303,000 on the original Tranion engine.
Wow.
And he's still driving it around to this day.
Yeah.
Runs good, too.
Yep, mine's still running good. Can't complain. Got to give it a bath inside and out, but I took Sammy for a ride. Had to go around and do some errands this morning, so Sammy came with me, and he's blowing coat. Well, he's not blowing coat. He's shedding now, still. And I look down at myself, and I'm covered in dog fur, and he's in the back seat. You know.
Yeah, we get the same thing in the Jeep with Thor.
So, but it's funny because, you know, where was I? I was going somewhere, but I opened two windows. It was hot. It was one of the days it got hot, and the car was out in the parking lot all day. So it was like, you know, it was like 90 degrees. We hit 90 down in Merrimack, where I work. And so I started moving. I said, well, I'm going to cool it down the inside of the car fast. So I put down, you know, the two front windows, and there was this storm of dog fur that blew up in the car. It took a while for it to clear out the windows, you know. I said, oh, that's an easy way to clean the car out. And you can always tell dog owners' cars because if you look at the back, the two back windows, there's drool. Yeah, there's nose marks and drool down.
Well, we have that on all of our windows in the Jeep. Because Thor runs around all the, we took the back seat out of it. We got it because, you know, it's just Tony and I. We don't need a back seat. We needed carrying space more than we did a back seat, so we took it out. And that was before we got Thor. And of course, he likes all that space back there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's going from all three windows. And then when we leave him somewhere, when we go into a store or something, he's in the front seat. So there's not a window in the thing. It doesn't have like nose grime on it.
Oh, jeez.
Or at least that's the story he's selling. Usually he's just going around licking the windows himself.
Yeah, but it's hard to drive like that.
Party's a window licker.
Here comes my ride.
Uh-oh. Is that Nashua's finest going
That's
somewhere?
Nashua's, yeah, Nashua, the firefighters.
Oh. Okay. Fire somewhere.
Yeah, or automobile accident. Hopefully everyone's all right.
That's true. Yeah. So it is Memorial Day this weekend, and I think every year we remind people that even though you can go out and have a picnic or have a cookout or whatever, just remember that Memorial Day is to remember those who gave their lives so that we could have a free country, a free nation. And I know around this time or this period of time here with our nation, it may not seem like we're free, but we still are probably the freest nation in the world. And most of that is thanks to people that sacrificed during conflicts and wars and made the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what Monday is all about. It's honoring them and what they did. And please don't forget that.
Indeed.
And most of the time, I know... Jaffrey does have a Memorial Day. They have a, they call it a parade. It's really, actually, it is a little parade, but then everybody else starts filling in at the end, and they go to the memorial, and then they go over to another memorial, and they have some words said, and say a couple prayers, and put some wreaths up. It's a very nice ceremony. Play taps. It's nice. If you have, if you've never been to one, you know, you should see if your town has it and go participate, because it is about the fallen. So, well, I guess we should probably wrap this up since we're it's been a dull week and we lost Michael, so we don't get to hear the adventure. We're gonna have to listen to the podcast that shall not be named to find out the adventures in Copper Harbor.
I every time Downcast says you have an update coming in, I look for it, and hopefully it's his.
Yeah. so we do have a musical guest tonight. It's Skyline Ridge with their song "A Long Way Home," and again to all the active duty members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you're doing. Have a safe and have a good holiday. And especially you guys that are OCONUS, we hope you get back home to your families and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you.
Indeed.
So with that, from the Monadnock region in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from Hillsborough County, southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from Central New York, this is Barty.
And somewhere on a highway, well, I won't even call it a highway, some kind of road, probably dirt, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the Kewanee, whatever it's called, the Kewanee County.
Kewanee.
Huh?
Kewanee County.
Kewanee County, okay. Michael the Virtual Youper is somewhere virtually out there. And we'll see you next week for show 141. Till then, see ya. And here's Skyline Ridge.
Baby, where you at? Gotta pick you up and see your pretty face. Climb on in, give me a kiss. What you wanna do?
Get out of town, drive around, just me and you.
Take the long way home. Take a little while to get where we're going. Burn a little gas, waste a little time, make a memory that's yours and mine. We'll take a long way home. Oh, take the long way home.
Flip that console up, slide it over here next to me. Keep on giving me exactly what I need. Take a long way home. Take a little while to get where we're going. Burn a little gas, waste a little time, make a memory that's yours and mine. We'll take a long way home. Take the long way home. Too late to get home early, so I tell you what I'll do. I'll take the long way home. I'll take a little while to get where we're going, baby. Come on, burn a little gas, waste a little time, make a memory that's yours and mine. We'll take a long way. Take a long way home. Take a little while to get where we're going, baby. Come on, burn a little gas, waste a little time, make a memory that's yours and mine. We'll take a long way home. We'll take a long.
Samson, speak! Good boy.